Good morning, this is GM Puffing, about to walk over my hill in the morning, huff and puff as I do, discussing games mastering. I just want to do a little quick one this morning, talking about convention games. There's lots of stuff online about this, so I'm really sort of rehashing the same old, from my perspective. I've done conventions around the world. Done a couple in America, a few in Australia, and lots more in Europe. The general idea for a convention RPG, just get in there and play it, you know, just have fun with it. There's unlikely to be a long term, I can't say no, because I have been hired afterwards to run players from their game for further into a campaign. So getting the players interested in your game is a draw card, if that's what you're wanting to do. For me, that's something I focus on, so you might see or hear, depending on perspective, how I've done that in the past. But I'm kind of sort of concentrate now on just the little point of you're going to run a game at a convention. So, character creation is out. I've tried it, unless it's part of the process of the game, like I've done a situational, okay, everybody, we're creating characters as part of your roleplay experience. But that's roleplay creation, where they play as the children, as the teenagers, and grow up into adventuring life. So, character creation, you can do a lot of characters and have them choose if you have more of an open free form. Personally, I prefer to practically actually railroad the entire convention. Set the scenario, set the heroes that make sense for the scenario. You've already organized that there's going to be some lock picking in the front door. There's a thief in the group. You've already organized that there's some combat. Put some warriors in there. If you know for sure that there's going to be a spell casting, or put the mage in, but not only just put the mage in, pre-choose his spells for him. Give the player some choice, but don't have, unless you're playing a system that everyone knows, or you can trust that the player you give the mage to is going to be able to choose those spells wisely, then pre-choose the spells for him. You know that guy is going to need a confusion spell and a sleep spell for a certain event, then give those spells to him up front. Don't rely on him to accidentally choose the right spells to deal with the situation. You're not running a proper roleplay session. You're playing a condensed cut down, we don't have time to piss fart around if you want to complete this convention game. So, it's a little railroady. We don't really like it. It's not comfortable, but you're running a convention game. People are there to have fun, and their fun is condensed as well. So I got 3 hours to do this game session, and I really want to get my D&D on, or I really want to play this game, or whatever it is. Then you're doing it fast and furious, and you're having fun with it. And that's the next step. Is just let them do whatever they want. As crazy, as mixed up as, like, if the thief decides he's not going to pick the lock, but instead he's going to use the wizard to blast a hole through the lock, and then later he's going to use his skills to pick the pocket of a guard to acquire the key, or whatever, just go with it. That's usually when I break out my random spell chart, will be during a convention. Players will say, oh god, hang on a second, so even though I'm not a magic user, I've got a magic point and I can spend it on any random raw crazy shit I can think of? Yes, go for it, have fun. And it happens, they just go, okay, I'm concentrating on this locked door, what happens? And I roll on the chart and the door turns blue. And they like, what? So, just good fun. Have fun with it. That's it for today. So I'll sign off there. More prep time than average, but yeah, good fun.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.